WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners this week tabled a request from the Appraisal District to support construction of a new office building. County Judge Dwayne Peters wants the Appraisal District to review whether it needs all the space it's proposing.
I really felt like, and expressed that at the meeting, that I really think they should go back and take a look at what real needs are, not what projected needs might be out 20 years from now when we really don't know.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says they'll take another look at the plans that began nearly 5 years ago.
Our plans all along were that if once it was approved, we would hire an architect, and then we would do another space study with that architect to see what an adequate size would be.
Peter says the county is building a new tax office to hold 44 employees that is 3,500 square feet smaller than what is wanted by the appraisal district, which has 26 employees. The appraisal district needs approval by 4 of the 5 agencies that provides funding to proceed with the $3.8 million project. Blinn College trustees have named a 15-member search committee to be part of selecting the next district president. A list of names and their positions is online at WTAW.com, along with details of opportunities next week to submit what you think should be part of the job description. While Blinn officials have launched their search, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents announced a special meeting for tomorrow morning to receive the latest on what's been done so far in the hunt for the next president at the flagship campus. The Regents' meeting notice indicated no action would follow the private conversation. One of former Governor Perry's key economic development programs may be going away. Governor Abbott wants to eliminate the Emerging Technology Fund, which gave $425 million over the last 10 years to a variety of university-related startup companies and researchers. The fund was one of the tools used by the Research Valley Partnership, and President Todd McDaniel says he's waiting for more details to come from the governor.
We currently have no pending deals in play relative to the Emerging Technology Fund. What we don't want to do is to get into a position where we do a tremendous amount of work in coordination with a private company or corporation without having some level of clarity on what the position is of the state as our partner.
McDaniel says there's about $100 million remaining in the fund. Abbott wants to split between a new program to recruit university researchers and to replenish the Texas Enterprise Fund, which is another source of economic development funding. State public corruption prosecutors have closed their investigation into possible ethics violations against new Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton without filing charges. The case has been referred to prosecutors in Dallas and Collin counties. Paxton was reprimanded, then fined, for not registering with the state as an investment advisor. The chairman of the Republican Party of Texas is stepping down from his role to join Senator Rand Paul's likely presidential campaign. Steve Munisteri tells the Associated Press that he'll become a senior advisor to Paul and help him plan a communications strategy. The senator is heading to Texas this weekend to headline party fundraisers in Dallas and Fort Worth. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We love to see people happy and successful. Come be a part of our winning team. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, we've been voted the best of the Brazos for 10 years running. If you have a desire to learn tax prep or small business bookkeeping and are seeking full or part-time employment, give us a call, 691-2345, or go to our website, bottomline.biz. Students, recent graduates, or retirees, welcome. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
Good morning. It's almost 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Clear to occasionally partly cloudy skies as we go through the night, and the temperatures only back down in the low and mid-50s.
All right. We'll get that fixed one of these days, and then we'll have up-to-date weather. But in the meantime, I'll read the weather to you. It's not going to be nearly as nice today as it was yesterday. Mostly cloudy, a high temperature about 59, northeasterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. But again, 59 as opposed to, what, like 79? Then tonight, east winds and a low of around 43. Got a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. 61 will be the high. 60% chance of rain on Saturday night, and then Sunday We're looking at a 70% chance of showers, 70% with a high of 62, and kind of breezy. If you're planning that Super Bowl party outside, maybe not. South winds at 5 to 15, north in the afternoon, and gusting up to 20 miles an hour. So by the time they kick off at, 5:23 or whatever it is, may not be too comfy out there. Mostly cloudy on Sunday night. Then we get the sunshine back in a high of 50 on Monday. Rain returning to the forecast, 50-50 chance of showers, and a high of 54. Chill factor is 44 right now. It's 48 degrees air temp. And in the sports.
In sports. Hey, everybody. It's Zach Taylor, and I managed to stay awake this entire time.
Yeah, so. This has kind of been a global shift, hasn't
yeah,
it?
For it's, you? Yeah, you talk about just changing up your whole sleeping patterns. My dog isn't really happy about it either, so whatever. If
you
I have
pee
to
on
early,
the carpet, you get to see that when you get home?
Yeah. He's gotten into this phase where he likes to rip up paper. Sometimes important paper, so I got to make sure I keep my mail up high.
The dog ate my mail,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really. I mean, that's I'm not lying. Coming up in sports, Novak Djokovic just defeated Stan Wawrinka in the Australian Open men's semis. He will be taking on Andy Murray in the finals, as well as Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova, the 1 and 2, will be going at it in women's. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The Stars finally got a win last night. Holy cow, that's pretty nice. And going to be talking, there's a ton of Texas A&M sports in action this weekend. A lot of them today. Track and field's going to be playing or competing today, as well as men's and women's diving. Of course, both basketball teams will be in action over this weekend. We'll talk about that. And of course, we will talk a little Super Bowl, all that more coming up in sports.
You know, one of the things about elected officials is they get an opportunity to appoint people to boards and commissions, kind of to the victor goes the spoils type situation. And, you know, getting the right person there who will do pretty much exactly what you want, or more importantly, the person who won't go onto that board or commission and surprise you with their actions, what really elected officials want. They may have solved the problem. This from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, where officials are trying to figure out exactly how a man who's been dead for 2 years was reappointed to the County Industrial Authority Board. Fayette County officials there in Pennsylvania said yesterday it seemed that they never really tried to check and see if Larry Markwood was alive before they appointed him. Problem is, he died in August of 2012.
Ooh. That's not good.
County commissioners say they conducted interviews with candidates and they received letters from members who wanted to be reappointed or leave the board. But somehow, the phrase they hate to use, Mr. Markwood, quote, slipped through the cracks, unquote. The Industrial Authority hadn't met since 2010, so attendance records really couldn't be used to find out he was absent. One county commissioner tells the Pittsburgh Tribune Review they'll be smarter about the reappointments that they go through in the future. Electing a dead guy is one thing. Appointing a dead guy, like 2 years dead, really something different.
We got a lot of information.
I would think all of those county commissioners are going to have a good chance of drawing an opponent the next time they come up for
election.
They
better.
Yeah. Were you paying attention?
Yeah.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. By calling the Treatment Helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's, we're done with January, aren't we?
Oh, all done.
It is amazing. This is, the last weekday. Of course, tomorrow's the final day. Today is Inane Answering Machine Day. Yes, it's Croissant Day.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, and okay, so I'm in a shoppatorium the other day. Now, croissants, of course, not the most healthy thing in the world.
No, there's not
a lot of butter in them, but I mean, you know, they're tasty from time to time. These were glazed like donuts.
Huh?
I'm looking at that. I'm going, that's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Until your arteries closing as you're looking at it.
Oh, man. Anyway, it's also Preschool Fitness Day. Get your tyke out there to pedal around or do whatever to get some exercise. And we got birthdays of?
Birthdays today. Kid Cudi's turning 31.
Hey, hey.
So we can wish Kid Cudi a happy birthday. He's turning 31 today. Wilmer Valderrama is turning 35. Of course, he played in that 70s show. That's really what he's known for Fez. So he's turning 35 today. Christian Bale, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Is turning 41 today. I don't know how on earth he started with that voice, but anyways.
Yeah, you know it's him. That's good.
You know it's him. Brett Butler is turning 57. Hmm. Grace Under Fire. Phil Collins is turning 64 today.
Alamo dude.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that, or at least some people don't, that he's a big-time Alamo buff and what he gave pretty much all of it back,
I think, to
the museum, right?
Had the largest private collection, and he's now, an honorary member of the organization.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane is turning 73 today. Dick Cheney's turning 74.
Hey, hey!
He's made it around a 74.
Golly.
So good for him. Vanessa Redgrave, an actress, is turning 78. And one of my favorites, Gene Hackman is turning 85 today.
Nominated 5 times. I mean, you know, of course, the story they tell is he turned down the Hannibal Lecter role.
Really?
Yes, he did. He turned that down. He didn't want to do that.
I'm trying to think of... I mean, I know Anthony Hopkins really just made that his own.
Yep,
Gene Hackman? I think Gene Hackman would have done a pretty good job.
And I think so. And, you know, he finally won an Oscar in, Forgiven? Is that right? The Western?
I mean, Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood movie and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but so good. Anyhow.
So anyways, that's all I've got for birthdays today.
That's, I think, Jody Watley is a 56. That's the only other one to add. As far as Saturday is concerned, it's Backards Day. Backards. Just do stuff backwards. And birthdays of?
Birthdays on Saturday. Marcus Mumford's turning 28, Mumford & Sons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good band. Like them a lot. Justin Timberlake's turning 34 today, and he's been around for pretty much 30 years, so I'm turning 34 today. Joel Courtney is 19, played in Super 8. He's also going to be, he plays Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a TV show that's on. I haven't seen it.
No.
I read the book, though. Kerry Washington is turning 38 today. She's on Scandal. Was also on Django. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Django Unchained. Anna Silk is turning 41. She's an actress on Sci-Fi's Lost Girl. So, you know, the name might make you think she's an actress somewhere else, but no, she's a legitimate actress. Portia de Rossi's turning 42.
Oh my.
So that's Ellen's wife.
Wife. Yeah.
And she was also Jason Bateman's sister on Arrested Development. Minnie Driver's turning 45 today. Daniel Motor's turning 46. Married to Julia Roberts. Right. Anthony LaPaglia is turning 56 today. And I didn't realize this. He originally was offered the role of Tony Soprano. On
The Sopranos. Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
But he turned it down.
Interesting.
So James Gandolfini came in and took that one over. Johnny Rotten is turning 59 today. Sex Pistols. His real name is actually John Lydon. I believe that's how you pronounce
it.
Well,
we like Johnny Rotten.
Yeah,
better,
Johnny
we?
Rotten's better. Harry Casey's turning 64.
Of Casey and the Sunshine.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Get down tonight. Thank you.
Nolan Ryan is turning 68 today.
The Sugarland Express.
Uh-huh. And Carol Channing is turning 94.
You know, there's many reports that Nolan Ryan was going to sign with A&M if he didn't go pro. But
really?
Yeah, but obviously he did go pro. Also, Jessica Walter. Who is from Arrested Development. She's 74. She plays Mama. And Ernie Banks would have been 84. He almost made it to his 84th birthday. It's also the birthday of Scotch tape. 1928
hey.
He was invented, so stick it to him.
Congrats, Scotch.
On Sunday, it's Change Your Password Day.
Do it.
It's G.I. Joe Day, and it's Freedom Day. So there you are. And birthdays of?
Birthdays today, or Sunday, excuse me. Harry Styles is turning 21. So One Direction, there you go.
Mm.
Heather Morris is 28. She plays Brittany on Glee, which I never really got into Glee. I don't know.
Don't understand.
Not my cup of tea. Lauren Conrad's turning 29. Of course, Laguna Beach, The Hills. Basically, she made a living being reality star and being rich. Rachel Lefevre's turning 36. She was in Twilight. She now plays Julia on Under the Dome. Big Boy is turning 40.
Wow.
Outcast played Rooster in Idlewild, so there you go. Michael C. Hall is turning 44
on Sunday. He is Dexter,
right? Yeah, he's Dexter. He's also on 6 Feet Under, too. So, and I didn't realize this. He's a cancer survivor.
Oh.
I did not know that. Pauly Shore is turning 47.
What an annoyance.
And he's last time he was, I don't know, people cared, was probably when he was 30. Lisa Marie Presley's turning 47. So 47 years of bad mistakes. Bill Mummy is turning 61.
Oh, my. Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah. He's also in Twilight Zone. Garrett Morris is turning 78.
Wow.
Member on SNL. He's now on Two Broke Girls. And Don Everly of the Everly Brothers is turning 78 as well on Sunday. Of course, their biggest hits were Bye Bye Love, All I Have to Do Is Dream, and Wake Up Little Susie.
They had a bunch of them, that's for sure. Terry Jones, he's one of the Monty Python guys, is 73. And the reason it's G.I. Joe Day on Sunday is because at his birthday, he'd be 51. And Sunday is also the actual anniversary of Nipplegate.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
It was Super Bowl 38 that happened back
I've never heard somebody call it that.
You've never heard that? Oh, yeah, very much. No. Anyway, 2004.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Visa reported quarterly earnings that topped expectations as the San Francisco-based company posted growth in payment volume and announced a 4-for-1 stock split. The increase came despite lower gas prices that cut into consumer spending at the pump and a strengthening dollar that took a bite out of travel into the U.S. Shares were up 4% after hours on the news. President Obama today will propose that the government dedicate $215 million toward precision medicine research. The funding would be used in part to collect gene, chemical, lifestyle, and other data from 1 million volunteers. Scientists believe such information could lead to tailored treatments that replace a one-size-fits-all approach. The Senate Banking Committee has easily approved a new bipartisan sanction bill on Iran, raising the likelihood that new financial penalties on Iran will be passed into law before a final June diplomatic deadline for an agreement on Tehran's nuclear program. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And so last summer, the president announced with great fanfare the return of a soldier by the name of Bo Bergdahl. Remember that? He was reportedly captured, held hostage by the Taliban since 2009. If you're the president, it's the Taliban. Anyway, Bergdahl's return came in exchange for the release of five of the top Taliban leadership that were held at Gitmo. But then we learned from members of Bergdahl's platoon that he was not captured, but he intentionally deserted his fellow soldiers. Now, the official investigation is now complete, and according to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Bergdahl is in fact a deserter. And hoping to make the situation go away, the White House has allegedly tried to stonewall the release of the Army investigation. Another blundering embarrassment by the administration.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your Windows' new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com, Blinds.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Something to ponder as you sit in your car for the next minute listening to me ramble on aimlessly. Here is what's going to happen. It's really and truly amazing what your body can do even when you insist on flooding it with bacon and gravy. In the next 30 seconds, the average body will take 8 breaths. You'll produce 72 million red blood cells. Your blood will travel 4 miles. You'll shed 174,000 skin cells. You'll blink 6 times. You'll have 25 thoughts. Your heart will beat at least 36 times. And your body will generate 100 watts of energy. A little more because it's cold. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps with a full line of precision weaponry, handguns, AR-15s, and tactical gear. It's a one-stop shop for your hunter, your gun enthusiast, and if you're into three-gun, they got you covered there as well, too. To find out more, head down to their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station right across from the Kettle. It's in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness and Prospectors. And while you're there, ask them about the Gun Corps guarantee. You can take a little preview at gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
It's 628, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It'll be 59 today, and the wind's out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 43 is our low. It's a 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of about 60 or so. Tomorrow night, we'll be in the middle 50s and a 60% chance of rain. And on Sunday, a 70% chance of rain with a high of 62. Winds will start out of the south, and then they're going to shift around in the afternoon to the north, gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. And then mostly cloudy and 38 on Sunday night. Sunshine returns on Monday. We'll probably make 50. And then there's a 50-50 chance of showers on Tuesday is what they're telling us. Currently, humidity is 58%. Winds are out of the north at 10. Our chill factor is 44. The air temperature is 48.
To give a truly special gift to your Valentine with help from the Chocolate Gallery.
With over 30 flavors of gourmet chocolates to choose from, you can hand select an assortment especially for your sweetie. Or pick up Valentine cupcakes in flavors like red velvet, champagne and strawberry, and dark chocolate raspberry.
And, of course, you can never go wrong with chocolate-covered strawberries. You can pre-order or walk in and make your purchase.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
And online at bcschocolategallery.com.
No matter how hard you try, it's almost impossible for you to get someone else to change. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rolloverdata for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
In many of our relationships, we make a fundamental mistake.
We waste an enormous amount of time trying to change people who don't want to be changed.
Dr. Stephen Reese, professor of psychiatry at Ohio State and author of the book, Who Am I?, says a person's nature is a person's nature. It will not likely change, particularly from nagging by someone else.
For example, the parent may be ambitious and the child may be relatively non-ambitious. The parent thinks that the child would be happier if only he or she would try life the way the parent lives it or the way the parent wants to live it. Parent does not understand that the child has a different nature and can't enjoy what the parent is enjoying. And so it never resolves because the parent just keeps thinking, gee, my way is best, and sooner or later the child's going to learn it.
And Dr. Reese says just because you're comfortable with who you are doesn't mean other people think it's so great.
So, for example, a very ambitious person simply assumes that the ambitious people are the sort of with it people and the unambitious people are the wimps of this world and don't quite realize how the unambitious people are perceiving them as being workaholics or driven or unhappy kind of people. They don't realize that only like-minded people will see what you're doing positively. People with other desires will see it negatively. And so there's a lot of practical implications to that in terms of anticipating what it is that people will react to.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's been more than a year since the chancellor of the Texas A&M system projected having three finalists to present to the Board of Regents as the next president of the flagship campus. Instead, the board will gather in private tomorrow morning and hear the latest in the search process. No action is scheduled following the executive session. A search committee was appointed in August of 2013, made up of seven voting members, the chair of the A&M staff council, and the student body president. At Blinn College, the search for the next district president will include a 15-member committee and opportunities for public input. Blinn trustees held a special meeting yesterday where the committee was finalized. The group includes two trustees, four administrators, six educators, one student, and two community members. Online at WTAW.com is a list of names and the details of next week's public forums where you can suggest what should be on the president's job description. The new chancellor of the University of Texas system is telling Governor Abbott and other top Republicans that concealed handguns at colleges will make campus less safe. Former Navy Admiral William McRaven wrote Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Joe Strauss, telling them students, parents, faculty, and police all don't want concealed weapons on campus. A Senate bill filed this week allowing campus carry already has 19 co-sponsors, the precise number needed to pass it out of that chamber. A funding source for multiple economic development projects in the BioCorridor and Texas A&M is proposed to go away. Governor Abbott has proposed abolishing the Emerging Technology Fund and using the remaining money to recruit university researchers and woo new business and industries through the Texas Enterprise Fund. The president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, says they received $380,000 in state support and have met performance milestones.
What'll be interesting to see is how the Enterprise Fund might be modified or tweaked to maybe be a little bit more nimble, as you point out, to maybe be a little bit more tactical in the approach, maybe towards, you know, certain cluster industries, maybe towards different types of projects that have ordinarily not been considered as eligible for the fund under the current law.
The Technology Fund provided assistance to create, among other things, vaccine producer Kalon Biotherapeutics, a wind energy farm through the Texas A&M Energy Institute, and a center operated by the A&M Vet School and the Texas Heart Institute to address diseases that result in cell and organ failure in both humans and animals. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will not face charges in Travis County over alleged wrongdoing involving the State Securities Board and the Ethics Commission, but the case may not be over with just yet.
Paxton was investigated by the Public Integrity Unit, the unit Governor Perry vetoed funding for in the last legislative session. Special Prosecutions Director Greg Cox says they were trying to determine whether he failed to register as an investment advisor with the State Securities Board and failed to report sources of income with the Texas Ethics Commission. And their decision not to prosecute had nothing to do with the funding cuts.
We looked at the portions that where venue would have been in Travis County and found insufficient evidence. The remaining allegations relate to conduct that occurred outside of Travis County, and whether we had full funding or not, we would not have had venue to pursue that.
Cox says the case has now been turned over to Collin and Dallas County authorities to continue the investigation if they so choose. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
There's a red flag to plans by the Brazos Central Appraisal District to build a new office. County commissioners tabled action until next week, in part after County Judge Dwayne Peters asked if the size can be reduced. The judge says the county's new tax office, accommodating 44 workers, will be 3,500 square feet smaller than the new appraisal district building, which has 26 employees.
They've been through their studies, and they told us that they believe that what they're asking for is what they need. It will be hard for me to support the resolution based on the numbers that I'm seeing.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says their space requirements reflect the difference in how their staff interacts with the public.
A lot of the traffic that goes to the tax office, just goes to that front counter and walks in and walks out. A lot of our traffic has to come in and sit down with the staff, so I think it's two fairly different ways that we operate.
The College Station School Board voted for the new $3.8 million building last week. The county, both city councils, and both school boards have a vote. The appraisal district needs approval of four of the five governing bodies to proceed. A Galveston city councilman has drawn criticism for playing an Adolf Hitler video spoof during a public meeting. Norman Pappas said Thursday he has nothing to apologize for, and the video made light of government bureaucracy. The video came from an online site where a ranting actor portrays Hitler during the 2004 movie Downfall on the last days of the German dictator. The parody video, with English subtitles and references to Galveston, was played during a city council workshop Wednesday on rewriting some land use rules. That meeting was broadcast live via Galveston's municipal cable TV channel and also streamed online. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news on the way at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love.
I'll know.
And now it's about time for the classic musical the New York Times cheers defines Broadway Dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
It's daddy-daughter dance time again in Aggieland. Bring your boots and tutus and join the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. The dance will be held over two nights for daughters ages 6 and under February 6th and daughters 7 to 17 on February 7th. Tickets are $125 a couple and $20 for each additional daughter and will sell out. Don't wait. Get your tickets online at cmbv.org or by calling 979-779-KIDS, 979-779-5437. The daddy-daughter dance 2015.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Considerable cloudiness heading our way, though. The clouds will thin now and again, and that could allow for a little bit of filtered sunshine at times today. Temperatures 55 to 60. Cloudy, the chance for a shower tonight. Lows will be around 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. A couple of showers may pop up in the afternoon, 55 to 60. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunday cloudy with a chance of showers. Temperatures Sunday afternoon are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, wrapping up the week for Kevin O'Connor as he's out on the high seas cruising around. Going to be coming up in sports, obviously. I apologize. We made it all the way to Friday, and then that's when we start the train starts falling off the tracks.
Yeah.
A lot of Aggie sports are going to be in action this weekend. Two of the sports, actually, track and field and men's and women's diving, will be in action later on today. I'll tell you where they're going to be at. They're going to be track and field is going to be up in Arkansas, and the diving team is going to be out in Colorado at Air Force.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Men's basketball is going to be in action tomorrow, as well as women's basketball. Super Bowl is going to be on Sunday, so I'll give you a little
heard
bit
about
of
that.
Yeah, give you a little preview about that, as well as go over some scores from last night on the college hoop scene. All that more coming up in sports.
Woo! Patrick, it was the world's longest sports tease. Did you just hear that? That crossed two time zones.
Sorry. Well, I felt like I had to make up some ground, you know, after starting out hard. But
it's all right. It's okay. Everything's fine. It's just radio. The Obama administration announced yesterday that the president will propose a budget next week with increases in discretionary spending. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just $74 billion, you know, which would pretty much go through all the spending caps that was put in place back in 2011.
Pretty soon we're talking about real money.
Yeah. Well, he's the president, though. He can do that. White House defended the move to raise discretionary spending by 7%, arguing with all the falling deficits, it was time to go ahead and increase investments. Yeah, let's not get those deficits down to a handleable number. Let's go ahead and crack through that ceiling one more time. The president briefed House Democrats about the data that his party had put together. They got him a little retreat last night there in Philadelphia.
I know that the argument, of course, going into it is you got to spend money to make money,
not the government.
Yeah,
you know,
especially when it's our money, they're more than happy to spend
it.
Right.
When it's not their actual coming out of the pocket. So,
let me see. I think last week the Republicans had their retreat, and this last night they started their retreat there in Philadelphia. I'm going to bet that there aren't any box lunches. What do you think? And I'm also betting there's no plasticware. I'm saying they probably are eating pretty good and spending pretty seriously because, after all, it's the country's business that they're taking care of. The president's budget will be released officially on Monday. What he's hoping is we're all still stupefied from a fantastic Super Bowl and we won't pay attention, right? That's it. The call for a 7% increase in discretionary spending basically means that instead of a budget that's $1.016 trillion, it'll be $1.09 trillion. And, of course, that 0.9 makes all the difference in the world to us. How many zeros would that even be? I mean, come on. Joe Biden used the New York Times editorial yesterday to announce a major request to Congress to assist Central American countries in the wake of last summer's surge of unaccompanied children entering the U.S. illegally. Mr. Biden wrote in part, "On Monday, President Obama will request from Congress $1 billion to help Central American leaders make the difficult reforms." And you know, guys, every dollar of that $1 billion that's going to those Central American countries will be used just for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
not worried about it at all.
There may be some, administrative costs that would
some
be...
Some fees?
Yes, could be kind of sliced down and maybe end up in the wrong place, but overall...
Just take a little off the top.
Yeah, that's right. Overall, they'll get just exactly where they need to be. Senate voted 62-36 yesterday to approve the XL oil pipeline. And so as a result, looks like that veto thing. He's got the pen. Remember he told us
that.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. I'm listening to Fox News on the radio yesterday. And see, on the Republican side, they say this is going to create 30,000 jobs here in America. Chuck Schumer said it's going to create 35 full-time jobs. I'm guessing it's somewhere in between. You know,
I thought I heard 42 this morning.
Well, maybe it was 42. Maybe that's it. Maybe his researchers really dug in and they found those extra 7 jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hyperbole everywhere.
It'd be interesting to see if he does go through and veto. send it back, and then if it survives a second time.
Yeah, the thing is, there are not enough votes in either the House or Senate to override his veto, but it's just the whole, I mean, it gives...
Well, they need 66?
Yeah, it gives the Republicans one place to step up and, you know, bloviate a little bit this weekend on the Sunday shows or something. So, you know, they challenge him to basically veto it, and we'll see how he responds.
Good.
Jeb Bush, likely going to run for president. Des Moines Register and New York Times report that he has hired a prominent GOP Iowa strategist named David Kokel to serve as a senior advisor to his political action committee. That move is seen by many as a sign that Bush will enter the race. Don't do it. And look for an immediate splash in the Iowa caucuses. A Bush spokesman said, if Governor Bush were to move forward with a potential campaign, David is in line for a senior role in the potential campaign. Dave is one of the most respected, yada, 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 yada.
Hey, if he wants to just do it to raise some money and then bow out gracefully, fine.
I'm thinking of the campaign jingle.
Uh-huh.
This is a story about a man named Jeb.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. There you go. I'd say go ahead and write that out and send it to him,
buddy.
That's
probably going to win him.
You could get yourself a junior staff position right now on that.
Junior staff?
Yeah.
Well, junior?
Got to start somewhere. But, you know, yeah.
Be having a cabinet position after coming up
but you got to work your way up the organization. Yeah. John McCain let loose on some Code Pink protesters after they disrupted a hearing yesterday. They called for Henry Kissinger to be arrested for war crimes. Most of them were probably too young to even know what that meant, but that's okay. Anyway, I think he basically called them low-life scum. He said, get out of here, you low-life scum. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I heard him say that.
He did.
It was intense.
Now, yesterday, I don't know if you know this, yesterday in Austin was Texas Muslim Capital Day,
mm-hmm.
which they've been doing for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years anyway. Molly White, who is a freshman state rep from Belton, was not in Austin to celebrate that, but she left instructions for her staff in her Capitol office on how to handle visitors who are including asking them to who they were and also asking them to declare their allegiance to the United States. She left an Israeli flag on the reception desk in her office with instructions to staff to ask representatives from the Muslim community to renounce Islam terrorist groups and to publicly announce allegiance to America and our laws. Posted that on Facebook. She said, we'll see how long they stay in my office. Then, yesterday, they're doing, you know, comments up on the Capitol steps, where they're going to have some Muslim people speak, and apparently somebody with a different point of view grabbed the microphone.
Muhammad, Islam will never dominate the United States, and by the grace of God, it will not dominate Texas.
Oh, wow.
Very wow. Nicely Ooh. Done. Nicely done. Thank you so much. Needless to say, Joe Strauss was not happy, among others. I mean, I think you're supposed. I don't think they were calling for the violent overthrow of the United States. I wasn't there. Okay, we've had this discussion before. You know, there's a whole lot of people who fall under that Muslim tent, and some of them are. And the people who are reasonable should denounce the ones who aren't. But
right.
You got to allow those people to come and stand on the.
Well, and when you say by the grace of God, all you're really doing is saying my God's better than your God.
Yeah. Oh, I got a story about that today.
We
have a percentage of the American public. What percentage of the American public think God decides who wins the Super Bowl?
Oh, jeez. What was it? Was it Russell Wilson that said that he doesn't think God cares who wins a football game?
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, man. Well, who's asking that anyway?
Well, I think Ray Lewis has something to differ about.
Oh,
that,
well, so. Yeah, well, okay.
Well, he's not playing anymore.
He's a Boy Scout, yeah. Now. Again, in their defense, the group of Muslims continued the event by singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
And again, if you're going to have those people out there, I think that's what America's about. You need to be able to allow people to, in some sort of a peaceful and reasonable manner, express themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, even though, you know, Christianity is prominent in the United States and stuff like that. Christians haven't always been, you know...
I believe more people have died in the name of Jesus than anybody else.
Just saying crusades. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but you know they were still dead.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, no matter what, and again, no
there's
matter
good and
what,
bads in everybody.
Sure. Well, no matter what the belief, there's a group within that you know, those names who are misbehaving no matter what. So anyhow, Texas on the map for the wrong reasons. 649.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Plants require a suitable climate, good soils, and regular watering and feeding to survive. It all boils down to those four basic needs. Your nurseryman will help you choose the best suited plants for your situation. You'll probably have the common sense to take care of their watering and nutritional needs. That leaves soils as the one remaining variable. And plants will do no better than the soil you provide for them. Success starts with great soils right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
This is a great time, in fact, the important time to get soil prepared, and we're going to talk about how to do soil. Soil preparation should be done in direct proportion to plants' mature size. Large trees have large root systems, and it's impractical to try to amend soils to accommodate them. Wherever you live, stick only with trees that are perfectly suited to your local soils. It's the same with large shrubs and aggressive vines like wisterias and grapes. Plants that are smaller at maturity by comparison, those justify whatever type of soil amending you have to do to succeed with them. Azaleas are a great example. If you're in a part of the state where azaleas don't do well in your native soil, you can replace that soil because the plants don't get that large, nor do their roots. Organic matter is the key to improving any soil anywhere, anytime. Actually, there are many types of organic matter. Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, hardwood mulch, compost, rotted manure, and leaf humus, name just a few. Each of these brings its own benefits. Each decays at a different rate, so it's best to include some of each in your premium beds. You'll probably want to add as much as 4 to 5 inches of the combination as you rototill the ground to 12 to 18 inches. Expanded shale is a good addition if you're trying to amend clay soils. Many professionals prefer to use it in tandem with organic matter. I know I do, but it can also be of help on its own. If you can't find the shale, washed brick sand is an option, but ask your nurseryman. They can order it in. Expanded shale, S-H-A-L-E. You want to beware of quack soil amending products, and there are many of them in Texas. They skirt the boundaries of common sense. They'll make wide-eyed claims about their abilities to boost plant performance, and they'll even be replete with testimonials from users who swear by the results. When you want to look for a bona fide research project, go to a land-grant university like Texas A&M or Texas Tech and see what they have done. And remember that simply saying, as tested by Texas A&M, is not acceptable. You need to see the results of the test. These people try to skirt the issue every chance they get. If you're bringing new soil in for your landscape, be sure you buy from a reputable source, and this is the time to have your soil tested. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. A ton of Texas A&M sports in action this weekend. Track and field is in Fayetteville, Arkansas today and tomorrow for the Razorback Invitational at the Randall Tyson Track Center. The Aggies, with the women ranked number 3 and the men at number 4, take on a nationally ranked field of teams in the scored meet. Competition gets underway this afternoon at 5. The Texas A&M men's and women's diving crews are on the road this weekend as well, competing in the Air Force Academy Diving Invitational. Competitors hit the pool at 10:30 a.m. And Aggie men's basketball returns home tomorrow to take on Vanderbilt at Reed Arena. Maroon and White have won 5 straight since starting SEC competition at 0-2. Tip-off against the Commodores is at 3:30, with pregame starting at 3 right here on WTAW. And on Sunday, the 12th-ranked Aggie women, who are coming off a 79-61 loss to top-ranked South Carolina, will they host Auburn at Reed. Guard Jordan Jones says, well, it all comes down to who wants it more. And something seems to be wrong with our audio. I apologize for that. We'll get Jordan, we'll hear from her in just a little bit. Jordan, the ladies are 16-5 overall and 4-3 in the SEC, while Auburn is 9-12 and 0-8 in conference. Tip off a Sunday afternoon at 2, with fans getting to enjoy some frozen game day promotions. Broadcast is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Last night in college hoops, top-ranked Kentucky was at home taking on Missouri. Well, it seems like we got problems with all our audio. Good guys, I apologize for that. We'll get that fixed before next hour. Aaron Harrison scored 11 points, and his twin brother Andrew led the way with 15 as Wildcats topped the Tigers 69-53. Kentucky has now started the year out at 20-0 for only the third time in school history. Now, if you head out to the Pacific Northwest, where number 3 Gonzaga was making it rain on Portland.
Kicks out for Bell Jr. Now to Karnowski, Sabonis, free throw line, jumper, good. Bulldogs back on top.
Domantas Sabonis had 13 points and 11 rebounds as the Zags rolled over Portland 64-46. Elsewhere, there was a huge upset in Columbus as unranked Ohio State walloped number 16 Maryland 80-56, and UCLA pulled off an upset of their own, topping 11th-ranked Utah 69-59. Head over to the women's side of the courts, where Ariel Atkins scored 21 and 14th-ranked Texas' 84-81 double overtime win over number 24 Oklahoma. Amani McGee Stafford had 15 points and 11 rebounds for the Lady Horns. University of Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden has announced that he'll be stepping down from his position on August 31st. Alden, who has served as the Tigers AD since 1998, will stay on at the university as an instructor in the College of Education. Head out to the ice last night, where the Dallas Stars were looking to end a 3-game slide with a road win over the Ottawa Senators.
And he can win that draw quickly. Daly sends it down and scores! Wow. Trevor Daly, little English on that, scores shorthanded his 12th goal of the year.
The audio is brought to you by DallasStars.com. The Stars took advantage of the Senators pulling their goalie and scored a couple of empty netters en route to a 6-3 win. Jamie Benn led the Dallas with 2 goals. Tiger Woods has opened his 2015 PGA schedule with a 2-over-73 in the first round of the Phoenix Open. Ryan Palmer is your clubhouse leader after carding 5 birdies and an eagle for a 7-under-64. The Australian Open men's final has been set. Novak Djokovic defeated defending champ Stan Wawrinka earlier this morning. He'll take on Andy Murray in the title match on Sunday. And the women's final will be number 1 seed Serena Williams and number 2 seed Maria Sharapova tomorrow. Super Bowl 49 is, of course, almost here, and everyone and their dog is trying to predict how the big game between New England and Seattle will shake out. Something to keep in mind is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's been under the weather this week. However, he says there's nothing to worry about. Kickoff will be Sunday at 5:30 in Glendale, Arizona. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. After taking last night off, the Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor tonight. The Rockets are in Boston taking on the Celtics at 6:30, and the Mavs visit the Miami Heat at 7. And we don't normally talk about recruiting, but the top-ranked high school quarterback in the nation says he's still coming to Texas A&M.
A&M. Kyler Murray, who went 42-0 and won three national championships at Allen High School, tweeted out late last night, "I'm falling my heart, gig'em." Signing day, of course, is next Wednesday, February 4th. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. But anchorfoundationrepair.net. 59 today with northeasterly winds and some sunshine. 43 tonight. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. 60% on Saturday night. And a 70% chance of rain on Sunday with a high of 62. 48 right now. Chill factor is 44 at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.